Discussion of a study session regarding economic opportunities related to marijuana and its possible legalization proved to be the most contentious item on the agenda of the Rio Del City Council at their October 20th meeting. First on the agenda, however, the council voted to appoint longtime city clerk Karen Dunham as acting city manager during times of temporary absence or disability of the city manager. The scheduled presentation by Food for People regarding services provided in Rio Del was rescheduled to a future meeting. The council then voted to appoint former City Council member Julie Woodall to the Planning Commission for the remainder of a term recently vacated, which expires on December 31, 2015. A brief update on the electric vehicle charging station planned for the city-owned downtown parking lot was given by City Manager Kyle Knopp. The EV station is part of a larger grant being administered by the Redwood Coast Energy Authority as part of the North Coast Electric Vehicle Network being installed from Rio Del to Trinidad. Improvements to the parking lot, including the restriping of spaces and the designation of a disabled parking space, have been a part of the city's contribution to the project. The lack of adequate lighting is an area of concern that has been looked into, but is apparently cost prohibitive at this time, according to Knopp. Councilmember Deborah Garnes recently attended a business leader luncheon in Eureka regarding marijuana and related economic opportunities available. The 2016 California ballot is increasingly likely to include a recreational marijuana initiative that would have significant economic impacts on Humboldt County. Conservative estimates made in 2011 by Jennifer Budwig at the University of Washington stated approximately $415 million, or 26% of the county's economy annually, is dependent on the marijuana industry. Legalization is expected to bring drastic changes to the local economy as prices for the drug would plummet according to most projections. Planning for the economic impacts has been increasingly the subject of discussion among county and city officials. Garnes proposed the city hold a study session with some of the speakers from the recent business luncheon. The simple proposal for more information created a heated debate over the subject of legalization. Councilmember Jack Thompson opposes legalization due in part to his belief that marijuana smoking by pregnant and nursing mothers causes genetic damage to babies.
For taxes, we're going to build up a system that is going to cause our children, after two generations, to continue with their genes that are damaged, which means they're hyper children. They have, and I'm talking from knowledge. I have two grandchildren, and it's not a good situation.
He insisted on any study session, including a doctor or medical professional, to discuss the harmful effects of marijuana. Multiple residents in attendance encouraged the council to hold the study session. Mayor Frank Wilson agreed with the plan for a study session to present information, but emphasized that he did not want this to become a debate over the pros and cons of legalization itself.
Well, I don't believe this meeting is to be a workshop. It's about us to argue the merits of pros and cons of legalization of marijuana. That's not really what I believe we're here to argue.
It's information.
But information is here as an information process, and to bring it in and turn it into a debate is not going to solve anything.
The council voted to move ahead with planning a study session on the economic development opportunities and challenges with marijuana. It is hoped that this can be scheduled in mid-November, but the date is yet to be confirmed. The council then moved on to approve changes to the fencing regulations that would allow cyclone or wrought iron fencing up to 7 feet in height in the front yard setback of properties. The changes included a ban on razor or concertina wire, which is apparently used in at least a couple of properties within the city, including one with this dangerous wire at ground level. Existing razor or concertina wire will need to be removed. Video of the meeting, as well as the full council packet of documentation, can be viewed at theriodeltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be Tuesday, November 3rd at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. November 3rd is also Election Day, so be sure to get out and vote before attending the council meeting. If you haven't mailed in your absentee ballot by then, it can be dropped off at any polling location. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.